Today's daf was daf lamed vav of Maseches Beis. So the Gemara started out by discussing, even though the Mishnah said Meshilin Peros Derech Aruva B'Yomtov, you're allowed to lower Peros through a skylight and Yomtov, the Gemara wanted to know how many Peros, what quantity of Peros you're allowed to remove, you're allowed to lower. So the Gemara thought maybe we can compare it to what the Mishnah says in Shabbos, that you're allowed to clear out Arba V'Chamesh Kupos, you're allowed to clear out four or five boxes of straw or of grain in order to accommodate Achnasas Archim or to accommodate Beis Medrash for people to sit and learn. So Gemara says, no, you can't really compare the two cases. First of all, Shabbos is different than Yantiv, because Shabbos is more chamer than Yantiv. That might be more of a reason to be machmir on Shabbos, because it's more chamer. It might also be more of a reason to be mekel on Shabbos, because people aren't going to be mezalzel in something chamer like Shabbos. And the other difference is that by Shabbos, we only allowed clearing these things away for a purpose, for the sake of bittul beis hamedrash, and for the sake of achnas archim. Now, the difference in the other direction is that on Yantiv, we allowed clearing these things away, perhaps only because they would get destroyed. It would be a hefsin mammon. By Shabbos, there wasn't going to be any hefsin mammon. But we do compare these two mishnayos, and as a result of that, the Gemara Lamed Vav Amud Aleph raises three specific halachos that we have by one of these two, and tries to figure out if it should apply by the other one. For example, by Shabbos, we say that you're not allowed to be clear out the entire otzer, because they might become asad ashviyah gumos. You might have holes in the ground, and you might come to smooth out the holes. Should we say the same thing by Yantiv? By Yantiv, it says that you're only allowed to move it on the same roof. You're not allowed to move it migag legag. Would we say the same thing by Shabbos? By Yantiv, it says that you're not allowed to bring it down through a ladder or through a side window, only through a skylight. Would we say the same thing by Shabbos? So the Gemara says to all of these questions, take or we don't know if it applies equally by Shabbos or not. Then the Gemara raises the question, what if we said in the Mishnah that you're allowed to cover peros with a kli? You're allowed to take a kli if there's a leak that's getting all over the peros and you want to protect the peros. You could take a kli and put it on top of the peros to protect them. What if it wasn't peros? What if it was bricks that were getting ruined by the leak? Bricks themselves are muktzah. Are you allowed to put a kli on top of them? So Rav Yitzchak amar peros haruin. Rav Yitzchak says no, only peros. But Ula held afilu avira delivni. Even if it's just bricks, you're allowed to take a kli to cover up the bricks. So the Gemara tried six possible rayas to prove which opinion is correct. None of the rayas ultimately proved to be conclusive. Now the last raya was about dvash, where it says parson machzelas al gabi kaveris devarim b'Shabbos, that you're allowed to put a mat over a beehive on Shabbos and to protect it from the sun or from the rain. And presumably the assumption was the whole beehive is muktzah, and still you're allowed to move a kli to cover up something that's muktzah. But the Gemara says that's not a good raya, because there's honey in the beehive and the honey itself is what you're protecting, and the honey is not muktzah. So the Gemara says, but there's no honey in the beehive in the wintertime. How could you say there's honey in the beehive? Wintertime, there isn't any honey. So the Gemara has two answers. Either that we're talking about the shtei chalos that are always left there, and the assumption is that you change your mind and decide not to always leave them there, but you're going to actually use that honey, so it's not muktzah. Or it's not talking about in the wintertime. It just says to protect it from rain. It doesn't necessarily mean it's in the rainy season. It just means that you want to protect it from rain. Then the Mishnah said that you're allowed to put a kli underneath a leak to catch any water that comes in. So the Mishnah, so the Gemara says, if the kli gets filled up, shofich v'shona ve'nonimna, you could keep on emptying it out and refilling it and emptying it out, and that's completely fine. The Gemara tells us a story that the mill of Abaye was getting ruined by a leak, so he came to Rabbah, and Rabbah said, don't worry, just move your bed there, it will be a graf shel rei, and then you'll be allowed to move it, and everything will be fine. So Abaye was thinking, but wait a second, are you allowed to make a graf shel rei l'chachila? You're not allowed to create such a situation l'chachila. So while he was thinking about it, the whole thing got destroyed, and he said, tesili davri adamar, I deserve what I got, because Rabbah gave me a psak, and I didn't listen to his psak, so I deserve everything that I got. Once we're on the topic of graf shel rei, of a toilet bowl, so the Gemara says that a graf shel rei or avid shel mei reglaim, you're allowed to take out to the ashpa, and when you bring it back in, so now it's not holding any, it's not a graf shel rei anymore, meaning it's not holding anything that's ruining your house anymore, so you have to fill it with water in order to bring it back in to have it for something usable. And then the Mishnah at the very end of the daf says that anything that you chayev on mishum shavus, that's a normal issur d'rabbanan, such as climbing a tree, riding an animal, swimming, clapping, dancing, or anything that's mishum rishus, that's a quasi mitzvah, like judging a case, being mekadesh anisha, chalitza, yibum, these kinds of things, or anything that's an absolute mitzvah that's also to do on Shabbos, like giving something to Hegdish or something of that nature. So is Asra and Yom Tov as well, as Asra both in Yom Tov and Shabbos. It's Asra and Yom Tov, Kal V'chomer on Shabbos. The only difference between Yom Tov and Shabbos is Ochel Nefesh.